Yoshua Perkes opens. Vayomer Shem Yoshua Al Tirav Al Pechas Kach Imcha Itzko Am Amochama V'Kum Alei Ay Re'ei Nasati V'Yachas Melech Ay Ves Amo Ves Iro Ves Arto. Hashem tells Yoshua, get up and go against, go fight the war against Ai. I will deliver them in your hands, unlike the first time. In Pasuk Beis, Hashem tells Yoshua, unlike the war of Jericho, where you couldn't touch the spoils of war, in Ai you were permitted. Klal Yisrael and the army is permitted to take from the spoils of war. In Pasuk Gimel, through Pasuk Tes, Yoshua tells Klal Yisrael how they're going to go about this war. This war they're going about by doing an ambush. Yoshua takes 30,000 soldiers, he lines them up at night, and he tells them what's going to happen. He says, first, you will approach the city of Ai and start to retreat. The second, he's going to think that you're losing when you start to retreat. Then we're going to have a platoon of 5,000 soldiers that are going to be on the backside of Ai that are already going to be camping there from the previous night. When you start retreating, the soldiers are going to come from the back end as it draws out the people of Ai that are coming out of the frontal part of the city in order to go to war with you. Because since you're retreating, they're going to think that you're losing. Then they're going to think that they're winning the war. Then the group of people that are performing the ambush in the back of the city are going to come out and burn the city down and destroy everything in sight. Yoshua, they tell them that. They say, okay. Yoshua sends them, as they're preparing for war, Yoshua sends them to be in the platoon of soldiers that's going to be in the ambush, to be in between Beis-Kel and Ai. And Pasuk Tes, Yoshua spends the night with them. V'yilan Yoshua b'laylahu v'soy ha'am. He sleeps amongst the Am. The Navi points this out in specific to teach us, unlike the regular generals and kings that stand there from the top of the nation, putting down the sending down the commands, Yehoshua is actually with the nation during that night and spending the time with them. Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Yedalid, Yehoshua sends the 5,000 soldiers between Ai and Beis-Kel in order to start the ambush. Pasuk Yedalid through Pasuk Chav Gimel, they carry out the ambush and they go to the war. In Pasuk Yuches, it says, Vayom Hashem Yehoshua, Natei B'kidon Asher B'yacha Ki B'yachet Nena. Raise your spear up and go to battle, because I will surely deliver the people of Ai into your hands. In Pasuk Chav Gimel through Pasuk Chav Tes, they go to war, they destroy everything in sight, they capture the Melech Ai, they capture him alive, they take him, they kill him, they hang him in the gallows, but they don't leave him overnight. They take him down before sundown, as the Halacha teaches. From Pasuk with Lamed Beis to Lamed Hay, till the end of the Perek, they win the war. Yehoshua takes Klal Yisrael and the original stones that they had carried when they crossed the Yarden, bring them up to Har Gerizim, Har Evel, and read them the brachas and the kolos. And Pasuk Lamed Behanim es Mishnah Torah Moshe Atzer Ksav. Lifnei Yisrael, that not only does he take up the stones, he writes the entire Torah on those stones and reads them the Mishnah Torah. He reads them, all of Klal Yisrael standing there, from the men, the women, the children, and all the Gerim, the Navi points out, were there listening to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yehoshua. I want to point out, in Pasuk Yilches, as we mentioned, it says, Vayom Hashem el Yehoshua, Netei Bekido Nasher V'yacha, the Daas Sofer points out that when he raised his spear, just like Moshe Rabbeinu went to war fighting against Amalek, and Moshe raised his hand, Yoshua, even though he was similar to Moshe, there was no Navi like Moshe, but he raised his spear like Moshe raised his hands in order to be Meramis too, that Klal Yisrael was raising their eyes in Tefillah. I'd also like to point out that the Radal speaks out on the word Bechidon, which means a spear. He says it's a hyphenated word. Bachi, cry, and dan means judgment. That if you want to win this war, you need to cry out and judge yourself and come to do tshuva and introspection. You have to speak to Hashem. The real war that we are winning is not through our might of military victory, but he points out that it's through the bekidon, the spear, the bechi, dan, the crying and the self-tshuva that comes. We know that the Iker Klei Zaino of Klai Yisrael is through Tefillah. Tefillah Lekel Chayai. That Tefillah is our Iker vitality. It's our Iker weapon. It's our Iker strength. So when we want to think of all the battles that we have in our life, in order to overcome them, our best weapon of war is the Bechidan. Tefillah Lekel Chayai. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.